Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. We're up to number six in our little short course on how to change your mind. Just a quick reminder that anybody who's super famous did so by changing their mind a lot. Anybody who's actually achieved a lot in the world has been able to recognize that the majority of people don't change their mind. And that if we're going to move on, if we're going to succeed, we have to change our mind. And that is confronting. And I want to talk about this confrontation today because I think it's really important. The majority of people don't know the difference between compliance and love. So they think that doing what somebody wants is an act of love. Now, it isn't. It's compliance. And it can be kindness or generosity or warmth or whatever you want to call it. But the fear of being rejected, the fear of not being loved, motivates most people and drives most people to be compliant. The fear of rejection. That's okay, but if whatever you're working on in your life is getting bigger, like your career, like your performance on stage, like your audience is getting bigger, you can't stay compliant to everything. And there will be the need to see things differently in regard to the difference between love and compliance. Not everybody who asks you to do things, not everybody who wants you to comply, is doing so in your best interest. But it's more important than that because nobody does to you more than you do to yourself. And if in compliance you have an inner voice going, shit, I really didn't want to do this, but I've got to do it because they want it or he wants it or she wants it. We get ourselves into a state where we're self-abusing in order to get approval from another person. So what are we going to do when what somebody wants us to do and what we want to do is not aligned? Well, we need to change our mind. Firstly, we need to free ourselves up from the idea that not doing what they want us to do will be okay. In other words, we're worthy of love no matter what we do. We haven't verbalized at this point in time that we're not going to do what they want us to do, but we know what for us would be right. So it's astonishing to find out that you can change any feeling you have towards anything you feel about. So you might say, I feel disappointed, I feel hurt, I feel sad, I feel happy, I feel, I don't know, depressed, I feel frustrated, I feel affection. Every one of those feelings is, for many people, a script that they refuse to alter. And what they say is, I'm going to put my feet in a bucket. I'm going to pour concrete in the bucket. I'm going to concrete my feet into being obliged to comply with somebody or something. And then I'm going to ask people around me to help me change. As long as I don't have to move out of the bucket or as long as I don't move too far away from it. Compliance with what somebody expects you to be is how you sabotage your career, your business, your performance, your love in life, your growth. Compliance is the enemy. And yet, it's also an act of kindness, an act of consideration, an act of love. An act of love. When you find out that your feelings are malleable, that you can change how you feel about something by linking it to something you want, If somebody says, take out the garbage, you don't want to do it, you feel shitty. If you say, but I do want some fresh air and I do want to walk outside the house and I do want to look up the stars, taking the garbage out becomes something you'll feel good about. So we can change very easily how you feel about an ex, how you feel about your boss, how you feel about your job. It's very easy to do. But the people who refuse to change their feelings are the ones who poured their feet in a concrete boot, concrete bucket. Put their feet in a concrete bucket, let the concrete set, and then said, the world is not what I want. I don't feel good about it, and there's nothing I can do about it. But that person is unwilling to change their feelings. So we can change our feelings anytime we choose, and we can move those feelings to a healthy or an unhealthy place. For example, if we expect the worst from somebody, everything they do becomes bad. If we expect the worst from ourselves, everything we do becomes bad. So the first step in this ability to change your mind when it comes to compliance versus love is to understand that compliance is not love. The second thing is to understand that the feelings you have around compliance are absolutely malleable. The only thing that isn't malleable here is love. And the concept of love here is just simply, what do you feel? What's your truth? Now, the feelings we have, which are the emotions we have, are linked to all sorts of history that we have, like memories and memes and ideas that we have from the past. And it's astonishing to find out that every story we tell is not the truth. Every story we tell is a lie, because we load it like we would load a seesaw or a set of scales. We load it with information that we believe to be lopsided. We make a story that will make our feelings understandable. We load our stories with goods and bads. And when those stories are out of balance, they're entertaining. When those stories are out of balance, they're emotional. When those stories are out of balance, they are ours. Now, while we hold on to those stories, while we say, I'm going to stick to my story of what happened to me when I was 16 or 20, or what happened to my ancestors, or what happened, while we stick to those stories, it's impossible for us to grow. Because the growth comes from changing how you think. How you think is based on your stories. The feelings you have are based on the stories and the memories and the ideas that you have. So the real power in life is changing your mind. The real way to change your mind is to change the stories you have and the awareness you have around those stories, so that you have the ability to move with the flow in terms of the feelings you're having at the present time. And last but not least, of course, we're talking about knowing yourself well enough that you know the difference between what you feel and what's your truth. Because, as I said, feelings are 100% based on your history. Your history will create itself, so it's what you judge, your breed, attract to become. So you go back into the original thought process and become the original you, so that you can comply with it, what everybody expects you to be. If you want to break through that, there's ways. And the first way, as I said, is to be able to manage your feelings or manipulate your feelings or recognize your feelings are false. The second part is to speak your truth. And speaking your truth requires that you spend a little bit of time in me time every day, without the phone, without the iPad, without the iWatch, without the iPod. Sitting in nature, if possible, just trying to understand what it feels like to feel nothing. The emptiness, the stillness of just being. Now, it's not easy to do that, but it's doable. It's a morning walk with a few photos of nature. It's an evening, maybe a bit of music in your ears at some stage in the day that soothes your nerves. But what it is coming off the hype, coming off the rush, and settling back in to your truth. Now, when you know your truth, which after a while becomes quite easy to detect, you know how to separate your truth from your feelings. You know how to manipulate your feelings so they stay on track. You have the ability to deal with somebody who wants you to do what you don't want to do. firstly, knowing you don't want to do it or you would rather do something different is really important. Secondly, knowing the cost of not doing what you're going to do, what they want you to do, is going to be disruption with that person. And you've got to ask, do you, you know, win the battle and lose the war? Or are you going to do something short-term that will give you long-term cost? And the last thing is how you explain it to that person that you don't believe their way is the way that would be best for you to travel. And that is by talking to them about what you believe, but in their values. And that mechanism, talking in other people's values, is probably one of the most powerful skills that you could ever have in the area of human communication with yourself and others on Earth. This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.